Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning. Enjoy the adverts this morning. It'd be nice just to head down to that Four Seasons Caffara Hotel and enjoy a little bit of alfresco dining with an Italian twist, wouldn't it? And the azure sunshine.
But as long as you've got both your vaccinations and can provide a negative PCR, you know, you can come.
We're in.
Yeah.
You're buying?
No.
There's a surprise.
It's Tuesday, the 8th of June, 2021, just in case you're wondering. I know you're stuck on your chopper back in Milton Keynes in the 1980s, but, you know, some of us are living in the real world.
This may be true. Thanks for the update.
Right, markets. Not much to write about yesterday, really, was it?
European equities rose to a new record high, so I think you can embrace that.
Well, yeah, the FTSE up 0.1%.
Although worries over inflation, possible delays to countries' reopening plans kept gains muted, as you said. Stock 600 was only up 0.2%. In fact, was off the session high at the close. It was there was a gain of 0.4% on the screen at one stage. On Wall Street, S&P 500 was flat. NASDAQ was up 0.5%. Market reaction to the developments of global minimum corporation tax that could enable governments to impose higher levies, particularly on large US tech companies. Somewhat limited, it has to be said. Theory being, I suppose, it may take years to come to fruition. So we're talking about yesterday, 10-year Treasury yields rose from their lowest level since late April. It's after Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said a slightly higher interest rate environment would be a plus. Investors, of course, waiting for Thursday's US inflation report. That's the last major piece of evidence for the Federal Reserve meeting next week. Will it be enough to unnerve central bankers? Probably not, but likely to print at really elevated levels. In terms of the opening calls on the European bourses this morning, currently calling FTSE down 2 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 13 points. CAC 40 in Paris off 6 points.
Yeah, there's a big battle looming about this this corporate tax rate, isn't there? Leading Republicans are saying they'll oppose Janet Yellen's G7 deal to impose a global minimum rate.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because there's a whole debate taking place, of course, about what should happen with taxes in the United States as the Biden administration tries to simultaneously push through that huge infrastructure development plan, $4 trillion worth of stimulus over the course of the next 8 years, to be accompanied by higher corporate tax in the United States, higher personal taxes, and this push to go for a minimum tax rate as well, a global tax rate somewhere around about 15% or so. Republicans feeling, I suppose, that it could infringe particularly upon those large US technology companies that have been booming, but can use their abilities to say that intellectual property rights means this is where the sales taking place rather than the individual countries. So from a global perspective, it's certainly something they need some coordination on.
Well, it has to be said there's a lot of opposition among some Conservative politicians in the UK Parliament. Steve Baker, Ian Duncan-Smith, Sir Edward Lee, Richard Drax. Shall I carry on? They're all against
it. Big names. Some heavyweights in there talking about the impact potentially could have. What it does do, of course, is reduce the race to the bottom, which encourages countries to go for lower and lower tax rates to encourage companies to come to their jurisdictions, and reduces the overall balance that that companies tend to pay. So in a time when public finances need to be restored after an unprecedented rise in peacetime borrowing, one would suspect that most governments would be keen to get as much as they can, and to do it in a coordinated fashion makes sense.
You're suggesting that Sir Edward Lee isn't a heavyweight of the British Conservative Party? I mean, you know.
That would not be for me to say.
No, he's having his blood pressure checked regularly as well. So he's a puce colour in the Houses of Parliament yesterday. Bosch is building a new semiconductor chip plant. Will they be doing a crinkle cut?
Different type of chips. Has opened a 1 billion euro semiconductor chip factory in Germany that should allow to, or should gradually help to alleviate some of the supply constraints and make Europe less reliant on US and Asian imports. Semiconductor bottlenecks have been disrupting manufacturing of everything from cars all the way through to consumer electronics. Its producers have not been able to keep pace with the speed of the recovery. Supply has also been impacted by weather disruption and a major fire in a Japanese factory. European Union seems particularly vulnerable and has set a goal of producing 20% of world supply by the end of the decade. Bosch estimates the global demand for semiconductors rise 11% 7% this year to a market value somewhere around 400 billion euros. So a huge market, certainly a risk to supply chains and European authorities and companies trying to work hard to alleviate that risk.
And Jeff Bezos is going into space. Do you think Elon Musk will be tampering with the rocket guidance system to make sure he doesn't come back again?
Well, it's difficult, isn't it? There's a real battle taking place between these high-profile space tourism companies backed by wealthy entrepreneurs. You've got some, say, pretty big egos in there as well. Elon Musk's Space Exploration Technologies Company, Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic Holdings. But Jeff Bezos seems once again to have stolen a march on the others, saying his Blue Origin will launch its first passenger-carrying mission, the 57-year-old who travel alongside his brother, said the launch schedule for next month will have him on board, which will be about 2 weeks after the billionaire plans to step down as chief executive officer of Amazon. Blue Origin auctioning off a seat on its new Shepard rocket, which is scheduled for July the 20th. You get an 11-minute trip to suborbital space that will reach an altitude about 100 kilometres. It's the only spot available for purchase. You want to know how much you got to pay so far? It's an auction that's taking place. $2.8 million. Bidding ends on June the 12th.
And there's enough millionaires around these days, aren't there? I'm sure there'll be loads of takers.
Well, I think the price will come down quite quickly. That's the thing. What is the rush? I don't know why you want to be so early. Maybe that's the cachet of it all. But to be a little bit later and pay a cheaper price when they've worked out some of those glitches doesn't seem like a bad strategy to me.
Yeah, Ryanair will be running shuttle services to the moon and back before you know, I should think. Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar, only if you're vaccinated. Pound against the dollar, 141.5. Euro dollar, 121.5. 1 euro, 16 cents for your British pound this morning.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir.
Speak to you tomorrow. Hank Potts and Barclays.